On the Porch, episode 13. We are back again. I'm here with my co-host, Vail.
What's up?
And I'm here with a special guest, Miss Goodlow.
What's up?
So, Miss Goodlow, I can't remember exactly. What do you teach?
I teach principles of human services.
All right.
All right, can you go into kind of in-depth of what you do? Because I know a lot of people listening probably don't know what that even is.
Absolutely. So Principle of Human Services, that is a class that basically is the first class in the career pathway if you want to kind of go on the social work path.
Mm-hmm.
And Principle of Human Services, we do a lot when we explore human principles and humanity. So how can we better serve humans? So we talk a lot about theories, and we try to understand exactly how we can serve humans, whether if we're being a therapist, whether we're going to be a caseworker, and essentially trying to foster better relationships in our community, in our family, in every environment that we're in.
Sounds nice.
See.
So I know when I was in the career class I took over there was, I forgot what they had us do. It was freshman year, so it's been a minute. I forgot what it was, but it was.
I know what you're talking about, too.
Yeah, it was a long time.
It was like a lot of what she said, basically.
Yeah, it was a lot, but now I think radio counts as like a career path, right? I'm pretty sure it's like a career, so yeah. So that's interesting. A lot of people, I know I didn't know it at first because we was going through like, The people we could have on the porch, and you know, Mr. Cashman was like, you know, Ms. Goodlow, and I was like, okay, that sounds cool. What does she teach? And he was like, principles of like life. And we actually met in your class.
Yes,
we sat down and we was in your thorns and roses. I believe that's what it's called.
Indeed.
And it's fun. You're very, from the short experience that we have in there, you're a very interactive and fun teacher.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
It was dope when y'all were in there because I appreciated even the input. Even though y'all were observing, y'all still were able to jump in. And I think that's one thing. One of the things when it comes to principles of human services and being able to serve people is like you have to know how to jump in and you have to know how to be able to connect. So no matter what's going on, can you be able to jump in the conversation? Can you see a person and then not just automatically assume who they are but ask questions about who they are and then sit and reflect and say, okay, maybe I can help you in this way.
Exactly.
Well, I see. I get it. I like that class. It was fun to be in there. What's your favorite part about the job?
I think my favorite part about the job is definitely the connecting with the students. I love hearing your stories and also just observing you on your journeys, even from what I taught, because initially I did not teach Principle of Human Services. Like last year, I taught nutrition and wellness, and I taught digital application responsibilities. So that was just different because that's not necessarily, I would say, my lane, but my lane is social work when it comes to connecting with people and things of that sort. So being able to see students grow and evolve, and then also not only just this is just a place of learning, but this is a place where you guys are like developing relationships and growing.
Yeah.
So that seeing the connection among the peers, but then also seeing the connection among teachers. So I just love relationship and being able to help and guide. That's one of my favorite parts about the job.
Yeah, it sounds very nice. I feel like it's always nice to have that teacher that's like interested in the students. And you know,
yeah,
really
people.
Everything around, yeah, and people in
not
general,
just like students, but like more like your kids,
yeah, and they just in there to you know get their money, teach a lesson, and just leave,
yeah,
you know, teachers that actually care, you know, and that kind of like you, Miss G, there's a lot of teachers out there that really care about you know their students, and I really appreciate that. So, Miss Goodlow, you said you didn't teach that at first, so what did you go to college to major for?
Sure. So my college, I went to IU. Shout out to IU. Let's go. So I majored in African-American, African Diaspora Studies. And I know that sounds like
that's a big word.
So at IU, we just called it triple ADS. And then I minored in sociology.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds like a lot. So what made you come here? I know that may sound like a weird question, but
it's not. It's the journey, right? So initially, I started off, I was working at the juvenile center when I first graduated from college. Then I went into corporate America and I felt this pull for social work. So then I left corporate America making all that money. And then, listen. And I felt the pull to serve. So I went into the social work field and I began to be a case manager. And so working with families, I realized the need, like, okay, we need people who genuinely care about people to help them be able to get to their goals and reach their fullest potential. So I became a case manager and I began to work in the social work field. And then I just continue my journey. I serve at a church here on the Far East Side. So that is my primary function. Well, one of my functions. So when I was like, okay, well, let me see what Warren's talking about. And basically, in seeing the opening, I really started here and I was basically a hall monitor. So I was walking, I was like telling y'all to get to class and all the other stuff. And the position became open and they were like, hey, like, is there any way that you will be interested in this? And became a nutrition and wellness teacher last year. And so basically my heart for the Far East Side and really just making sure that I know I can make a difference. And I genuinely have a passion for young people. And I'm like, I care about teens. So why wouldn't I be a person that come into the school and show them, okay, there are teachers and there are people, there are adults who really care about you. So let me be an inspiration in your life. So basically just kind of the path, the journey and the pool. I hope that answered the question.
Yeah, that definitely answered it. Okay. Nah, that's, so you went from juvenile to hall monitor to social teacher. That is a crazy growth and really journey too, like you said. And that's kind of the main thing about life, really the journey. You know, how you start, finish, middle, you know, all that.
Yeah, it's very needed because, like, high school can be a troubling place. Like we said earlier, we need people, like, that actually care about the kids, that just come in here, do a job. Because some teachers just, like, they don't care.
Yeah.
They'll just treat us like crap sometimes. So, like, it's good to see, like, another person that's, like an adult.
They care.
To actually sit down. Yeah.
And I'm always going to be real because whenever my students come in my class, I'm always honest and I'm saying, like, there are some people who don't necessarily want to see you succeed. And you have to make sure that you have the wherewithal inside of you to know that, okay, I'm going to succeed regardless. There are teachers who show up and just come in just trying to get a check. And that's okay. But then also on the flip side, when you're in my class, when we're talking about principles of human services, you have to understand people's why. So you have to understand their trauma. You have to understand where they're coming from. You may not understand the situation that they're coming from at home. Like, what if they're dealing with a sick child? What if they're dealing with a sick parent? And so sometimes they're just barely making it here. So even if when you have those teachers who kind of seem mean or frustrated, you got to give them grace. And that's even in my class, that's why I try to teach my students, okay, I understand that you have six other classes in comparison to mine. So I understand when it comes to the late work, I want you to be on top of things. I want you to make sure that you are getting your assignments in. But also I understand that on the flip side, okay, your math test might be a little bit more important.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to that.
Like, I get it. Like, I want you to succeed. So just having that humanistic side, I think, hits really different when you show up as a teacher. And I think that helps with the relationship with your students to be able to connect more, to be able to connect better.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like you said, you know, a lot of people we don't know what people is going through.
Yeah.
So it's always nice, you know, especially to have a class where you can, like, understand people more. And going back to when we was in y'all class and we was kind of stuck in there, but we enjoyed our time and we was going through roses and thorns, you know, just listening to people, like, experiences, you know, their openness, their really ability to feel comfortable in a comfortable environment to spread how they feel. And that's just really cool in my opinion. You know, a lot of people don't really like to express their feelings, you know, and to have a class or really a group of people to, you know, you're comfortable with and, you know, you're just able to talk with them. It's just, I find it cool, very cool.
Yeah. We do Roses and Thorns every Friday. And I think that's one thing. I really wish every teacher would do that because I feel like you get to know your students better. And just if you really can say one positive thing about the week and one negative thing, and then also creating the environment where this is a safe space and what we stay in here stays in here, but what we say in here stays in here, excuse me, but also understanding that sometimes the reason why we do Roses and Thorns is so we can recognize, so you guys can recognize as teenagers, you're going through some of the same things. Like, I know when y'all were in there, when I was reading some of the posts, you can notice, okay, relationship issues, school issues, like, I can't get this stuff in. So it's like when we recognize that we really are going through some of the same things, we can make Warren Central just a better community because it's like we may be a different color or a different gender, but at the same time,
but man, yeah, it's really cool. And really also the other side of it where, and you know, you're expressing it, you also have people like giving you advice, you know, they're telling you to push through, you know, it's just a good community to have. And we definitely need, especially in today's society, in my opinion, where everything, you know, it's usually bringing someone down for like their opinion or, you know, whatever their interest is, and you know, just, and you know, that could kind of affect them, you know. Somebody could be very, like, very into something and love, like, what they do, and then
you get judged for it.
Yeah, and then you get looked down upon on, and or even family stuff where they don't know what to do, and just people just talking about it and, you know, telling you, you know, you got this, you can push through. It's very cool, especially to have that with students.
Yes. And I'm so proud of my students when they're able to, like, give each other advice. Like, because your voices, like, y'all voices matter when you're able to. You are so insightful. And if you're just given the platform to be able to speak, you really can realize, like, how much potential you have. And then your voice telling someone else to push that's your same age. Mm-hmm. I believe that that's what can make a difference. Because me, as a grown woman, I can tell someone to push. But you being a teenager who may be seen cool and somebody might think, he's so cool, he's cute or whatever. It's like, okay, I can do it. Like, seeing someone on your level telling you what to do and really being able to live through an experience, like, I believe that everything you go through is a part of helping somebody else, and you need to use that as a tool. So you guys are amazing. Know that your voice matters. That's my heart. Your voice mm-hmm. matters. And giving teenagers a platform to say, okay, what I say, it matters. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, y'all. To the listeners, y'all heard her, man. Your voice matter. Thank you for streaming on the porch.
We need this episode.
Yeah, nah, facts. This is a very, very lighthearted episode. I love this. All right, so Ms. Goodlow, I forgot what I was going to say.
It's cool.
I forgot what I was going to say. TV, you have any questions?
Probably not right now, sadly.
Yeah.
If I don't, we can get her back later.
Yeah, this always happens, man. We always end the recording.
You just come back.
Like, yeah, oh. we cut the recording off, and then I just think like, oh, I could have asked him this, I could have asked him that. But man, nah, thank you for coming out here, Miss Goodlow. We really appreciate it. You know, great episode, great person to be around. Honestly,
thank you.
All around, just great.
Thank you so much. It's definitely been a pleasure. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Keep being an inspiration. Y'all voices definitely matter. And when y'all came in my class, y'all killed it. Y'all got a lot of wisdom on you. So appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. That's going to be all for this On The Porch episode. Thank you for listening. It's Vail and
Teef.
We out.